The Blessed Dress, Sandy Williams. I got an engagement ring for Christmas. My boyfriend and I had been dating for almost a year, and both felt the time was right to join our lives together in holy matrimony. The month of January was spent planning our perfect Alabama June wedding. My mother, two sisters, and I went to Huntsville, the closest town with a selection of bridal shops, to buy the gown that would play the leading role on my special occasion. We had a wonderful time just being together and sharing silly jokes, but the day soon turned serious by afternoon. Still no sign of the dress of my dreams. Both sisters were ready to give up and try another day in another town, but I coerced them into one more boutique. I had a good feeling as we entered the quaint little shop filled with the scent of fresh flowers. The elderly clerk showed us several beautiful gowns in my size and price range, but none were right. As I opened the door to leave, the desperate shop owner announced she had one more dress in the back that was expensive and not even my size, but perhaps I might want to look at it anyway. When she brought it out, I squealed in delight. This was it! I rushed to the dressing room and slipped it on, even though it was at least two sizes too large and more costly than I had anticipated. I talked Mom into buying it. The shop was so small it didn't offer alterations, but my excitement assured me I would be able to get it resized in my hometown. Excitement wasn't enough. On Monday morning, my world crumbled when the local sewing shop informed me the dress simply could not be altered because of numerous hand-sewn pearls and sequins on the bodice. I called the boutique for suggestions, but only got their answering machine. A friend gave me the number of a lady across town who worked at home doing alterations. I was desperate and willing to try anything, so I decided to give her a call.